Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Hi, guys. Here we are. We are so excited. It's our first
episode. Hi, guys. Here we are again.
Hi.
Yeah, and Madeline's in the studio tonight. I'm so excited.
Here I am.
You had amazing homecoming last weekend.
I did. I had a lot of fun.
It's your sophomore year. I'm so proud of you. Mm-hmm. We got to get right, cut through the chase because we have somebody on hold, right? Who's on hold?
We have Joel Weinkoop on hold.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Joel Weinkoop. And he's going to be telling us what he's been up to lately. Let's say hello.
Hello. How are you all?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you
for
asking.
Thanks for calling in, Joel. We're both here tonight, and we're super excited to have you on the air.
Well, it is nice to be here, and I thank you for the invite very much. Thank you.
Yes, well, you've been quite a celebrity around the Tampa Bay area, and now, I mean, I just saw you on the news a couple weeks ago, and I thought it would be cool to have you call in and tell all the listeners about what you've been up to lately.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I try to keep busy. I've done now over 200 movies, and they're released all over the country and all over the world. And we're releasing two more probably end of next week before that, after that. Play on Christmas is a Christmas slasher movie. And the other one is called The Owen Brothers. And that is a movie, more of like a documentary, like the shows you see on television where they say, this is the man who killed his wife and children, you know, real stuff. We're just kind of doing a parody of it. But it came out pretty cool. It looks pretty real. And we're doing that next. And then in the meantime, I have my television show, No Budget Cinema, which I do every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And you can see that all over the world. I always have people say, I can't get the streaming channels. And I go, if you just go to the website, you can get it. It's very easy, tbcn.org. And you just go there at 8 o'clock Wednesday night, and you can watch the No Budget Cinema. And it's always one of my movies I'm playing. This Wednesday, we are playing... Isn't that horrible? I can't remember what I'm playing on my own television show. Monday, we have a repeat of Fall of an Actor. What did I have last week? Inheritance, I think. And then this week coming up is... Oh, my gosh, I can't remember.
So it's
my
own show. Next up on October 18th, it says Battlesuit Hammered... Doggo.
That's right. Yes, that one played Wednesday night, passed. And now the one coming up is...
Hang on, let me see what it says here.
I can't remember.
I'm in your private group. I'm trying to see. Next up, October 18th. That's all I see is October 18th. So I don't know.
It's a movie.
Well, listen, Joel, you'll think of it. Tell us what inspired you to get started in all of this stuff.
Well, a long time ago, I'm going to ask my wife real quick. We're at House Scream in Orlando. What's the next show on No Budget Cinema?
The Other Side.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. I would never have remembered that unless I didn't ask my wife. This Wednesday night, we are showing my old television show from like 13 years ago. It's called The Other Side, and we're going to show episode 1, 2, and 3. The following week, we'll do 4, 5, and 6. The following week, we'll do 7, 8, and 9. The week after that, we'll do 10, and I'll have some extra fun stuff on there. Because 10 is the furthest I went. And, yeah, when I started, it was like in the 70s doing Super 8 movies. And then it kind of graduated to when Tim Ritter and I got together and shot Twisted Illusions. That was like in the 80s, late 84. And then we got about $1 million, to do Truth or Dare with Yale Wilson and Peerless Films. We did that movie, and then that just kind of really started the ball rolling, because then we did Killing Spree and Wicked Games, and I did Lost Faith, and then we did Screaming for Sanity and Creep and Dirty Cop No Donut and Rot. And when I came to Tampa, it opened up a whole new world. Everybody wanted me in their movies, so I was did Dark Dimensions, and then I was going to Chicago, Minnesota, Kentucky, Iowa, Indiana to shoot all these other movies. And so I've been just keeping busy with them and the television show. And I do my house up every year. You should see my house right now. It's full of zombies and monsters and specters and ghouls. And nothing cute. No cutesy crap. My house is scary. Scary, scary, scary.
I love it.
None of these happy little pumpkins and little smiling faces. No, mine is scary. And, yeah, so between that, and then I'm doing a television show tomorrow morning. It's on Channel 10, 9 o'clock in the morning. I think it's called Great Day, I think. Or I don't know if maybe they're taping it tomorrow and they air it next week. Mm-hmm. So it may be playing tomorrow at 9. But, yeah, so I've been busy with it since the 70s. I've done, like I said, over 200 movies now. And they're released all over the world. My voice is dubbed in a bunch of languages I don't understand. You know, you could show me the movie. If I couldn't remember the script, I'd be like, I don't know what's going on. That's me. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's funny. And you've got a great sense of humor. We've known you for quite a while, Joel. In fact, yes. Madeline and I have been in, I think we've been in one or two of your projects.
Yeah, you did Craiglon Incident, the first one, because there's been also three of those, Craiglon Incident, then Craiglon Incident 2, Aftermath, Craiglon Incident 3, Annihilation. You two were in the first one where you're explaining to your daughter, look, there's no such thing as aliens, and your daughter's like, what's that right there? And then you're like, ah! And then there's an alien, and he shoots you guys, and you guys are vaporized.
We get zapped, yeah.
And then your blooper was really funny with the old lemonade. Couldn't get the lines out, but the lemonade came out. That was funny. That was a good blooper.
It sprayed everywhere. Yeah, and that's a great blooper. I'm glad you appreciated that.
That was funny.
Well, we've enjoyed.
I'm happy to have you in it.
Yeah, we've enjoyed being a part of your project, and we would love to do some more with you in the future for sure, Joel.
I would love it.
Yeah, and congratulations on your no-budget cinema. Like, where did you come up with that idea?
You know, I've been doing these TV shows for a while. Over in Fort Pierce, I did one called Stay in School, and it was a show for kids about, obviously, for staying in school, but, you know, an informative, fun little show. I used to teach the kids how to draw on it and stuff. And then I did, then I changed the title to that and called it Laugh and Learn. And basically, same thing, had the kids on. I would have ambulance drivers on, police officers, talk to them. Also, I'd bring up the sketch board. I would sketch and let the kids see the sketches and teach them how to draw.
That's
and then
cool.
I ended up, Laugh and Learn, and then ended up, when I did move over to Tampa, then I did, I got with the TV station and did the television show The Other Side, did 10 episodes of that. That's funny, too, because my financer, the guy who was giving me all the money, he goes, when I asked for the second season, he goes, Joel, I thought you were going to make me money back on this, and I'm not making anything. So I'm thinking, and I told him, I said, man, I haven't. I'm sorry. These things, it's so hard to make money in these things. So I stopped. That ran for 2 years, like with the repeat stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I did the Joel Weinkoop show, which was like, I say Johnny Carson because that's how old I am, but a Johnny Carson show, I'd bring on people like Jerry Allen, who worked on Batman and Moonraker as a stuntman. And I brought all these people on television on my show. We did 25 episodes, and right on the 25th episode, I go, I don't want to do this anymore. I said, I want to do a television show like Lost in Space or Star Trek. And that's when I created The Other Side, got my buddy Anthony Wayne to play my partner, Davis, and did those first 10 episodes, and they ran on television. And then I just, I don't know, I went there to show 187 times one of my movies. They asked me to come out and show my movie. And when I was there, Antonia asked me, she goes, Joel, do you want to come back and do the show again? And I go, yeah. So I created the first one is called Joel Weinkoop Theater. But then I changed it after they ran 187 times in the bite. But then I go, no, I said, I want to come up with a name that's not my name. So then I said, No Budget Cinema. And it's been on now for 4 months, I think.
Yeah, I know. And you're doing very well with it. I commend you. And, you know, keep up the good work, Joel, honestly. You and your wife.
Thank you so
I know your wife is a big, tremendous help. Not only just telling you what's up next, but, you know, working right alongside you. She's not only appeared in your show, but working behind the scenes as well, you know. So
yeah, because she keeps me on target. I remember one time I was directing a scene for The Bite, and she came up to me and she goes, "Baby, I don't want to interrupt you, but Dave the Dwarf, the Flood is here." And I go, "Okay, we got to move along now. We got Dave the Dwarf here. We got to get this shot." Mm-hmm. And Dave the Dwarf Flood is in my latest movie, The Owen Brothers, and he's going to be in the commentary of The Bite, which I just sold to Wild Eye Releasing, and I sold Lost Faith, one of my other movies. But it's about time these movies are making me money. I made them years ago, and they're just now giving me a paycheck. She's always there to keep me on target. She'll come up and she'll go, "Hey, we started at 4. You're supposed to be done at 4:25. And I'm like, "Yeah, I got to hustle along." And then when we get our actors in, I'm really good to my actors. I pay them. I feed them. I get them in. I go, "Look, you know, if someone shows up, I go, 'Look, I'm going to shoot you right now. Come on.'" And then we shoot their scene. I go, "Okay, go home." And then I grab the next actor. And I go, "Okay, we'll shoot you." Or as they come in, they're all on a, you know, time clock.
I love that.
As
very organized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
very organized.
I love that.
And Kathy, Kathy helps me do that. Otherwise, some filmmakers say, tell all their actors, 20 actors, show up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they wait, make them wait and sit around until like 7, 8 o'clock to do their specific shots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I go, "I've never done, never."
Yeah, I've never done that either, but I've been in other sets where they've done that to actors. And I've
yeah.
been there. But you know what? They have to pay you for your time there, so it's all good. But
if they're
it
paying you,
there's
some
frustrating. Yeah.
They just want you to show up, and they'll say, "Look, your payment is you're my friend, and you're in my movie." And I'm like, "That's not good enough for me, man."
Yeah, exactly.
And then when my people get paid, my last guy, I go, "Anthony, can you hang out? I'll take care of you." And he was like, "Yeah, no problem." So by the end of the day, he got $1,000 from me because I said, "You know, I really appreciate that." He took on 4 other roles. One actor called me 2 days before we did a shoot. And he called me up and he goes, "Can you come get me? I don't have a car." And I go, "Why didn't you tell me that 2 months ago when I gave you the part?"
Right.
So Anthony had to do his scene. So I paid Anthony very well between the four scenes he was doing. It was a time warp movie, so every time the guy went back in time, he altered the past, so his character would become somebody else going off on a new avenue in this. So one time he might be a cop, then he's a bad guy in jail, then he's a police lieutenant, then he's just some dude that's hitting on this girl at a grocery store. So it's like a butterfly effect. If you go back in time and pick up a quarter off the ground, that could change all of history.
It's true. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, you're an inspiration, especially with everything that's going on in Hollywood right now. You're just keeping it moving. We're really proud of you. We can't wait to work with you again. And I'd like to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are in Orlando tonight at Hollow Scream up there, and for calling in. You know, we really appreciate it. Madeline and I really appreciate that.
No, thank you all. I appreciate you taking the interest in this old guy.
It's you old guys that keep us young guys in business, right?
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
All right, thank you very much. You all have a very nice night.
Thanks, you too. Take care. Bye. All right.
Nace on the line now.
Oh, Nace. Nice. We've got our next caller on the line. You want to say hello to her?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're so good.
We're good. It's Lisa Perigotti, and we want to wish you something. Ready?
Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lisa. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Ooh, all right.
Oh, thank you. That
You're welcome. We haven't seen you in quite a while, and we wanted to have you live on the air to tell everybody what it is that you do.
Thank you. So I'm a fashion designer. I design clothes, not only the clothes, but I also design my own fabric. And I like to work on custom fit, unique clothing.
Yes, you do. You were part of Mad's Fashion Show last year, and this year we're doing a virtual show, and we're not going to say what it is, but you made something amazing that Madeline absolutely loves.
Thank you. I'm glad she liked that.
Yes, we're getting ready to shoot it, video and some photos of it this weekend. So,
good.
Your designs are amazing. Tell us, what inspired you to get started in all of this?
So it started a long time ago, over 20 years ago. My dad gave me a sewing machine, and I just started making my own clothes. And I started, when I had kids, I started making their clothes, and then I started doing alterations for family and friends, and everything just took off from there.
Nice. Yeah, it's usually a family member or something. And you said you've been involved for like 20 years, huh?
Over 20 years. Yeah, I'm afraid to tell you my age.
Okay, well, we won't get into that. So where can we find you? Do you have a website? How can we book you for, you know, for fittings and you know, people are going to want to see your work and stuff?
Yeah, sure. So I have my own website, lisaparagatti.com. Well, I'm also on Instagram, lisa.parragatti. And you can look me up. You could email me, send me a text, and I do custom clothing. I'm working on my new collections. I don't have a date out yet, but it's all going to be recyclable jeans. And I'm doing purses. I'm doing dresses out of recycled jeans. So I'm very excited. It's going to be my first time. So I'm very, very excited.
Oh, yay. Madeline's into the recycling or upcycling, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell Lisa about that.
Yeah, I like to take, like, old clothes or thrifted clothes and make it something new and fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but she did an entire line of trash and fashion for little kids a few years ago. Tell her what you did there.
Yeah, I took, like, garbage bags and, you know, like, newspaper and stuff like that and made dresses. And some of them were, like, shirts and pants and stuff like that.
That's awesome. I used to make patterns out of newspaper back in the day, so that's awesome. I love that.
Yes, yeah, we made a whole dress and a hat and everything. It was amazing. And she did it all herself, like, what, between the ages of 10 and 12?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, so. But is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
Basically, I'm there for you. You need anything, I'm willing to work with you. I like new challenges. If you have something in mind, it could be done. Even if you think you can't, it will be done. So I would love to work with anyone that's up for the challenge. And if you want to donate some jeans, go ahead. That'll be awesome too. Because I'm welcome anything, even if it's wet or dirty. I'll go ahead and take care of it.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, because we're trying to. We'll talk to you about that after the show. We'll definitely talk about our next fashion show. Okay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, because you're fun to work with, and you come up with some really great ideas, and we definitely love the upcycling, anything to do with that and recycling. So yeah, we're all about it. We'd love to do put some models in some of your jeans. All right, for Mad's fashion show. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you so much. All right, Lisa, is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
No. Why don't you guys check out my website or my Instagram?
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. See ya. All right, bye. So she's an amazing designer.
Yeah, she really is.
She's put together some nice clothes, and I can't wait to see her upcycled jeans. Very cool. We have one more caller about to call in here any second. It's Bounce Boy. So he's going to be calling and talking about what he does. We do want to let you guys know, you can look us up on social media.
You can look us up on social media under Mad Mommy Show, pretty much anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. Hopefully you heard that on the intro. But you can find us on any social media outlet at Mad Mommy Show or Madeline and Mommy Show.
Madeline and Mommy Show, yeah. And then also we're on YouTube.
Yeah, we're on YouTube at Madeline and Mommy Show.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is, we're on Tan Talk Radio. We're here once a month.
We are.
Yeah. And then if you want to be a part of any of our events or fashion shows or anything like that, you can send us an email, right?
Mm-hmm.
With like a headshot and your name and age to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. So that's about it. We do have a fashion show, virtual fashion show, coming up on the 25th of November. So check us out. We will be airing that live on YouTube and Facebook. And I think our next caller is on the line. So let's say hello to Bounce Boy.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Hi, I've got Madeline here in the studio, and it's Alan. It's the Madeline Mommy Show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. I can't complain.
Excellent. Well, we've been working with you for several years for our St. Jude's event, actually. And so that's why I thought it would be important for you to call in and tell everybody what it is that you do.
Well, I do a little bit of everything. I do inflatables, face painting. I do table chairs, rental. I'm a part of a rental company. I do a lot of grant for stores. A lot of school, church events, but I like specializing in doing a lot of community events. Right now, we're doing a lot of community events with the police department, the fire department, with the health department. So any other of someone else have an event, just let us know. But we'd love to be into the community right now.
Yes, and I know, and you've been doing this for quite some time. How long have you been in the business?
Yes, it's been 19 years, and April going to be 20 years.
Wow. That's impressive. And you're in the Tampa Bay area, right?
Yes. Well, we go all over. I go all over Florida. It doesn't matter where we always venture out. So, you know, grown.
Oh, good.
Basically, stay statewide here in Florida.
Excellent. Yeah, good to know. Because we are connected with all kinds of events that are all over Central Florida and even South Florida.
Right.
So that'd be great, you know. And I know we're talking about doing some things with you. So what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Well, you know what? I sat back and realized, being younger, come from a single parent, a lot of things my parents just couldn't get for us. And when I started realizing, getting into the business, I want to do something. How can something that I love to do, but at the same time, can I be helpful? And that's what made me start getting into the inflatable business, where along the way I partnered with a lot of organizations, you know, that couldn't really afford the equipment that I donated, or we worked things out. And I just like to see family together, you know, where you can keep a family together. That just make a stronger community.
That's amazing. Yeah, you are definitely giving back to your community, and I'm so proud of you. Can you tell everybody where they can book or where they can find you on the internet and book a party?
Yes, you can go to my website, bounceboypartyrental.com, or you can call our office number. Is 813-231-0582.
Okay, and real quick, before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Hey, I would like to say, you know, y'all do a lot for the community yourself, and I love to partner with y'all every event you do, and just keep giving back to the community, and let's say just... If everyone helps someone, we'll grow. One heart, one mind.
Excellent. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in tonight. God bless.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Have a wonderful time. Bye.
Bye. And that's it. That concludes the Madeline and Mommy Show for tonight. Thank you so much. And don't forget that this is a Hollywood Connection Dawn Reese show. So thank you to Dawn Reese for everything. And for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It was for me, Matt, the producer.
Matt, the producer that does all the work, and he puts up with all of our stuff. We really appreciate you.
Oh, believe me, I'm used to it by now. So this is a walk in the park. This is fun, actually.
Yay!
Awesome. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you all so much. God bless. Good night.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to Clearwater Beach, Florida, and come out and enjoy yourself on a 37 private endeavor up to 6 people. Bring your own food, your own drinks, and we are pet friendly. $400 flat fee for 3 hours, and you have your own captain, restroom downstairs, as well as a private 28-foot pontoon boat named Sandbar. If you like to snorkel and fish, we have snorkeling equipment, fishing poles on board, and a small restroom. And pet friendly, we have chips, water, and soda on board. Come out and make it memory with your family with sunkisscharters.com. Call 727-871-7788. We'll see you on the Gulf of Mexico.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
When you composed it and you what did you do? You composed it. When did you sing it? Yesterday? Oh, I'll come up with something tomorrow. Anyway, I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Teresa Velasquez. I'm your host and a former beauty queen. We have Leslie Duffy, Dr. Leslie Duffy. She's a former beauty queen with the World Pageant.
Dr. Oklahoma 2022. We have the talented, fabulous Lee Knox. And that was his song. Could you tell us about that song?
I think I was watching a Netflix documentary that night when I finally wrote it, which is a huge inspiration to me. I'm like, thank you for the screenwriters. Sometimes they give you some of the best meat. And like, you'll take a plot that started to stop at maybe street, you know, main street in the, your main city, and end up in a whole nother city that had nothing to do with where it started out. And I think, I don't know exactly what the show was, but that night I watched something where it was like, the guy was like, I want to spend my whole life with you. And she was like, well, I don't. And so I was like, well, what if he would have won? And so I wrote the song based on that.
Super, super talented. And you have written how many songs so far? Thousands and thousands.
I just had to buy extra space on my storage drive because I have documents that I keep on it, keep it digitally now instead of the old school Trapper Keeper. So I can't even tell you the number. It would be a lie if I said any number at this point.
And so you're doing shows right now. You're with your band, and what are you doing? Anything upcoming?
On my birthday next week, I'll be doing a show.
Happy birthday. What day is that?
25th.
The 25th. Okay.
I like the quaint in your face, up close and personal. Don't get me wrong. I like playing with a band, but sometimes when you're by yourself and it's just you and the ivories and you're able to play, you can be so much more intimate with your audience and just infuse you into them. And that's a huge drive for me now, so.
Great, great. And we have the upcoming Black Music Awards with Joe Gallagher. You know about that. And I asked about you submitting some music to, the awards, and that was open. So I'm still talking to Joe about that. Did you discuss anything with him about submitting?
He had mentioned a few things about some nominations, but he didn't say anything to me about submitting any type of music or anything. I might reach back out to him and see where we are with that, but that was never a piece of the discussion.
Oh, okay. You have to be nominated. I nominate you.
Thank you. I've learned, Ms. Teresa, if you're not your biggest fan, your biggest supporter, you can't expect anybody else to do it. So I'm really, really crunk and grateful, not only for people like you, because you've always, since day one of meeting you, every show you've had, you're like, hey, are you going to be in? You know, and just like, that just really resonates. And I'm 100,000% grateful for just your involvement in regular, everyday Joe people. No pun intended.
Well, you are very, very talented. And I know talent when I see it. And so, and Joe too, Joe Gallagher, and we have Mikhail Lexing also involved with us. He's another record label, Groove Lab. So we're looking for all these talented people, musicians, singers, composers, and everything else in the entertainment industry to help out. We have a star-studded event coming up, the Black Music Awards, that Joe Gallagher is behind that. So he is the president of that, and he is going to tell us more about it. That's going to be February the 9th, so I'm planning to go to that. And Dawn Reese knows about that, too. We could do the media, we could get our media passes and interview some celebrities. So that's going to be very exciting. And they just got a bigger venue because they're expecting more people.
Nice.
So it's gonna, red carpet star-studded event. So I'll let you know more about that and everything else. And Dr. Leslie Duffy, what have you been up to?
Just been enjoying fall. On Halloween is my 40th
October
birthday.
October 31st?
Yes.
Wow. So, okay. So October 31st. So we have two upcoming birthdays. That's your Lee's and then yours on the 31st. Okay. Well, happy birthday. Early happy birthday.
Thank you. You too. And
that's on the 31st. Dr. Duffy. And okay, so now we have some questions for Lee.
Lee, can you tell us about your new album and what inspired you to write it and like how it came about? It's a really interesting story.
So, yeah, I'm always trying to increase and upgrade my studio, and I bought a new keyboard. And being a nerd when it comes to technology is something that I've always prided myself in. So I was like, before my first payment comes due on this keyboard, I'm going to learn how to track on this keyboard. And so like before the first payment, first 30 days, because I financed it. And before I realized it, I had 12 songs down, and I'm like, I might as well drop an album. So that's exactly how it went. But in doing it, anytime I do music, if I do 5 songs, I try to make them 5 different songs in its complete foundation. So it's a challenge for me when you write a whole lot of stuff so that you don't end up sounding like a song on a previous album. So it's a drug in and of itself. So much fun for me.
You're so multifaceted and just all around nice guy. And we're just honored that you're here with us tonight. So can you tell, especially for maybe the young people listening tonight, like what was your biggest challenge in music and how did you overcome it?
I think the biggest question that I've always had in my mind that I've always had to answer before I even got an answer from anybody else is, who's going to listen to you? Who's going to want to see you? Who's going to take you as serious? Like, if you do stand on stage, what are you going to do when you get stage fright? Or, you know, it's one thing for you to sing in your bathroom, but if you get on stage in front of somebody, in front of a piano, are you going to remember the notes? Are you going to remember the lyrics? Are you going to be, you know, there's so many questions that stay on repeat in your mind. Overcoming those things has been fun. You know, but when you get to a point at the end of the night, if somebody's like, oh my God, you've impacted my life, I'm so grateful, blah, 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 whatever the case is, like, I'm like, you really don't understand the battle that you saw but didn't know it was a battle. So that's fun. Good question. Thank you.
Do it afraid.
Oh, yeah. So
you'll be afraid, but you still have to just keep pushing through.
Yeah, 100%.
So is there anything upcoming that you want to share with us, Sally, that you're going to be doing? Where is it you have your band?
I'm here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Wednesday of next week, I'll be at a Loft Ballantine. It's a chain of hotels. I'm in a 4-year area. They have a lot of different companies that comes through and you know, they'll solicit to you know, local talent, and you know, they'll take care of us financially and whatnot. But it's so great because, you know, I've arranged 3 hours worth of music, and then we'll just go from 7 o'clock, end at 10, and just have a good time meeting completely new strangers who come through and have a chance to you know, pick up new fans and stuff like that. So super fun.
Do you have any other questions, Dr. Leslie, for him?
Is there one moment in your life that changed it forever?
There's a venue here in Charlotte called AMA South End. If you're in this area and you say AMA South End, you know it. It's a place, one night Snoop Dogg came through and a couple different other artists came through. And I told my wife that night, I said, I'm going to perform here. And of course, when you say something like that, you know, somebody's like, oh, okay, great, you know, Hercules. And, but it's so funny because the agent that I was using at the time gave me a date a few months later and said that they had me booked there. And the acoustics were phenomenal. You know, it was so funny because carrying the equipment in, I'm a 6'3" African-American guy bringing equipment in, and nobody knew that I was one of the main artists that was going to be there. And so it was just funny to see how the dynamics changed from being somebody who carried the equipment in. And then by the end of the night, once we finished our set, it was just an experience that I'll never forget. And it really set me on a course to say, my dreams, I can do it. right? And you catapult from one dream to the next. So from that came books and then, you know, speaking engagements. So it's like, it was a bomb that dropped and just boom.
So what are you doing right now with Joe Gallagher? Anything interesting?
I'm just waiting to hear back from him on how that's going to go with the the Black Music Awards. I'm willing to and interested in being anything that I can be into that. I'm grateful for both of you all. Like, it's one thing, and I think you both can, this will resonate for both of you, especially being in the pageants. It's one thing when your family says you're beautiful, you're smart, you're this, you're that. But when somebody who doesn't have a dog in the fight can give you those same resounding statements as you've done to me, Miss Teresa, and as well as Joe and other people that I've met through the connection with you, they don't have to say that, right? Like, it's not, you know, if you're not my child, I don't have to say, oh, get up, we'll put a bandaid on your boo-boo. It's like, sucks for you, you fail, right? So it's like, but in where I am right now, the beauty of it is, I've stopped looking at family members and friends to be my greatest supporters. And when you look on Apple Music and the different streaming platforms and people in locations that you've never set foot that are streaming your music like it's that tomorrow didn't exist, it's humbling. It makes you super grateful. It makes you know, it takes you above anything that's not fixed or in a stable place in your life. It's just, never taken a drug, never been drunk, never been high, but I'm imagining that's probably what that would be. So.
Super, super. Well, I believe you're very deserving. You have a lot of talent, passion, dedication, and that's what it takes to be the best. You know, you have to dedicate yourself to what you're doing and believe in yourself and that you can do, you know, bigger things. But with you have a lot of different genres. You sing, what kind of genres do you do? I did one of your gospel songs, God He Is. Mm-hmm. I bought the license from you. And then you do R&B, what others?
Neo soul. I've written some country songs for some country artists out of Nashville. Still waiting to see how that's going to turn out. One of the songs I wrote, it's funny because you can write a song in one genre and an artist in a completely different genre will hear it and say, I want to buy that song from you. And then it's like, I never envisioned it to be that because I went that direction with it. And it's like, when they do that, I don't know, it makes you super grateful. You know, one of my inspirations is my dad died in March and he saw me becoming something. And the time I see him again, everything he saw me becoming, I want to be.
So do you have your music that you're going to be submitting if you were to be allowed to submit to the Black Music Awards? Also, that word black, Mikhail was saying that means soul. So I'm trying to figure this out. Can anybody submit? You know, if that's the case, and we can all submit, anybody that feels talented enough to. But I'm trying to figure, I guess I have to ask Joe about that.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean?
You know? I was thinking about it myself, but I didn't say anything. That's the true elephant in the room, right? Like, you addressed it. Boom.
Yeah. So I'm sure you have lots of music, but they would probably want something very new.
I do. I mean, like I said, this album came out, 7 days ago? Mm-hmm. But I do have some things in the pipeline. I can't sit still, Miss T. I just can't. Well, I'll release the album and I'm right back in the studio the next day. I usually say I take a week off to like refresh my mind and get new viewpoints and new premises. But these type of conversations spark it. I could be at the gas station or Target or any other place and somebody says something to me because I've never met a stranger and they prompt music. I was on TikTok the other day and somebody said they hate the fact that when somebody goes through something, everybody expects you to just get over it. Like, you have the same makeup, chemical makeup that they have. Like if it took you 3 days to get over that instance, why do you think everybody has that same time frame? And like each person should be given the opportunity to be an individual. And prompted me to write a whole new, it's like a neo soul R&B country song, like just from making a communication with somebody. So
yeah, we all I don't have know how life, I don't know how feelings, life, right? We have the human feelings.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to embrace your own feelings. And when you come out of it, that's your timetable. That's part of your testimony. It's your world. You share it based on where you are. So if three other people came together and they had three different release dates of the pain or whatever they went through, embrace them for who they are. But, you know, I try to use my platform to help others feel and know that they're not alone. Like whatever you're going through, good and bad, it could be heartbreak, it could be fresh love, it could be gospel, it could be, you know, just sit on your front porch and drink a glass of lemonade, whatever it is. Like, but to me, some of the things that helped me get through things I've gone through in my life is to know when you know you're not by yourself in that moment, somebody else is experiencing something similar, it helps you get through it with a head of, you know, a fresh, clear mind.
Dr. Duffy, you have anything that you might want to bring up to him? To Lennox,
what are your my favorite genre is soul. I love Otis Redding and Sam Cooke. That's my favorite music. So tell us about your favorite soul artist.
My favorite soul, that's a loaded question, because one of my old school favorites is I love Smokey. I'm a Smokey guy.
Oh yeah.
I did a gig this past weekend and the, you know, with a group of people. And they asked me to do Cruising, and I should not have loved singing that song as much as I did. New Age, I would say, Boyz II Men and Tyrese have always been two artists that when I hear their voice, I try to emulate what they do. And so those are two that I absolutely love, but there's three that I love. So
I'm sure you have a lot of favorite artists. Who were the ones that inspired you the most growing up?
When Boyz II Men's Emotions CD came out, Lord, I'm dating myself. I'll be 48 Wednesday. But when Emotions came out, I hadn't written my first song yet. But the thing that made me think about it was I've always written poetry. But what made me say, what is this songwriting thing? Is nobody knew any song that was on their album when I first put their CD in. So I'm like, how do you go from I'm singing my favorite song in 6 months after that song is out from day one? And that's what's prompted me to say, well, let me try it. And I've been doing it ever since.
So I'm reading a little message here from the studio. So go ahead and you can ask another question, Leslie, and then we have a few more minutes left and we're going to be playing a song by a new artist that I met at by Walmart. He was playing his guitar and I was just like, whoa, this guy is great. I got to get him on the show. So, you know, I just stopped him and say, hey, you got to call me. I have a show with Pageant Reporters Hollywood Connections and I'd love for you to play music. And it wasn't like he was just starting or just playing his song, you know, songs on his guitar. He's been around for a while and he has collaborated with the Temptations, from what I understand. His name is Lionel Randolph. He has like 500,000 viewers on TikTok. He's on Facebook, YouTube.
Nice.
So he's been around. So I've been trying to get more of his music out, some people could listen on our show. So, are we ready for Lionel? About a minute, 8:55. Oh, here we go. And that one is Queen of Hearts. All eyes are on you, you know just what to do. Oh yes, they're feeling you, wanna get close to you. You keep on
till I'm in it behind it, that's just simmering green. You love, 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 love all of the attention. Everybody's looking, peeping, watching, checking you out, out, out. Got it going on so strong, just can't leave you alone. All eyes are on your own, and you know just what to do. You're another heartbreaker, yes, that's what you do. Don't see you got it, baby. Everybody's feeling you, and it's so brand new to them. Don't stop, cause you're the queen of hearts. All eyes are on you now, that's how it's going down. Eat it up, cause you're the queen of hearts. Gotta have your way, or nothing at all you see. You're like a movie star, shining from star to star. With style and grace, baby, yes, I really love your style. You got it going on right now, got it going on right now.
Beautiful outside, beautiful inside. Beautiful outside, inside.
Your God gives to me,
you know you're gonna win.
High heels and sexy dress,
you know you dress to kill.
Bright lights, fast lights,
you don't have to pay no bills.
You know,
you're ballin' out of control.
Oh, on your mark, get ready, set, go. Oh,
don't see you got it, baby. Everybody's feeling you, and it's so brand new to them. Don't stop,
cause you're the queen of hearts.
Hearts on you now, that's how it's going down.
Eat it up,
cause you're the queen of hearts.
You're the queen.
Don't see you got it, baby.
Everybody's feeling you,
and it's so brand new to them. Don't stop, cause you're the queen of hearts.
Queen.
All eyes are on you now, that's how it's going down.
Eat it up,
you're the queen of hearts. See, you got it, baby. Everybody's feeling you, and it's so brand new to them. Don't stop, cause you're the queen of hearts. All eyes are on you now, that's how it's going down. Eat it up, cause you're the queen of hearts.